Harper Audio presents The Black Key by Amy Ewing, performed by Aaron Spencer. Chapter 1. The marsh really stinks when it rains. Raven and I huddle under a dying tree just outside the walls of Southgate. Fat raindrops pelt down on the hoods of our cloaks, softening the rough-spun fabric, turning the hard-packed dirt beneath our feet to soft mud that sucks at our boots. The rain doesn't bother me. I want to lift my hood and let the water splash on my cheeks. I want to join with it and feel myself fall from the sky in a million little pieces. But now is not the time to connect with the elements. We have a job to do. This is the third time we've been to Southgate over the last few months, since Hazel was taken. With the auction date moved up from October to April, the members of the Society of the Black Key, the Lone City's homegrown rebel force led by Lucian, have been working overtime to gather more people to our cause, to stockpile weapons and explosives, to infiltrate royal strongholds in the outer circles. But none of that will matter if the royalty can just stay hidden, snug behind the massive wall that surrounds the jewel. That's where we come in. The surrogates are stronger when we work together, and it will take every girl we can get to crumble that huge wall to pieces. To strip the royals of their main protection. To let the people into the jewel. Raven and I have traveled to all four of the holding facilities, along with the other surrogates Lucian saved from the jewel. Sienna, Olive, and Indy. Northgate was the worst. All